This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Mary Jew, who is a supervisor of school health programs with the San Francisco Unified School District. Now Mary's a credentialed school nurse and oversees what is quite an extensive nursing program here in the San Francisco School District, and we're going to talk about a brand new law. Now, Mary, what's the law?
Well, the law here in California implemented required every school district to have stock epinephrine in every school site. And that was a big change from what it used to be before. We weren't allowed to have stock EpiPen, so the only students who could benefit from having epinephrine were students who had known history of anaphylaxis and had epinephrine on site prescribed for them.
So the big deal here is that kids may have really severe life-threatening emergencies and schools need to be able to respond appropriately.
That's right, because if a student was exhibiting, or staff, or a community member on school grounds was exhibiting symptoms of anaphylaxis, unless we had a medication form, unless we had epinephrine on site that was prescribed for them, we really didn't have any means of assisting them, when really the answer was very simple. One dose of epinephrine could probably save their lives.
And this was pretty controversial when it passed.
Absolutely, it was controversial because we normally school districts don't sort of have the license to practice medicine without the authorization of a physician's order.
And so a law was passed to say there must be some way of addressing these kinds of emergencies and schools need to be prepared. So if I'm in a school, how do you respond and what does it look like if something like this happens?
So let's say you're in a classroom and it's just after lunch and the students have all come in. You might have a student come up to you as the teacher exhibiting some symptoms that would be quite alarming. The student may be holding their throat, not being able to breathe. They may have a sudden outbreak of a welt-like rash. They may have puffy eyes, swollen lips. They might have jitteriness. They might be confused. And you're wondering, oh my gosh, what is happening? The first thing the school would do was to check to see if the student has any known health conditions. If the student doesn't have known health conditions, the symptoms together would fit the criteria for an anaphylactic reaction. So it's really important that school sites have staff who are trained on recognizing the symptoms of allergies, including anaphylaxis.
So let me ask the question on timing. How quickly do you need to respond to something like this?
Mm-hmm. So the reaction itself could happen really quickly, from minutes to hours after exposure to a trigger for the anaphylaxis. And the response has to be quite rapid, because once the student isn't able to breathe, for instance, it could be minutes before they're on the floor and unconscious. And shortly after that, you know, they could be dead.
So what kinds of things, if a child doesn't have this in their history, are there things in the environment that trigger this?
Absolutely. There could be all sorts of things that are traditional known triggers of anaphylaxis, such as bee stings, peanuts, lots of foods actually can lead to anaphylaxis. But everyone is different, and you never know what you might be allergic to. And that's what this law was responding to, the fact that some new research had come out showing that in one study, up to 25% of the cases of anaphylaxis were in people that didn't even know they were allergic to something and not didn't have any history of anaphylaxis.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Mary Jew, who is a supervisor of school health programs, a credentialed school nurse who oversees nursing programs here in the San Francisco School District. So a big question people will have is, you know, does it look like administering a physician doing something? And what kind of training do people have in order to help the kids?
Mm-hmm. I think the training piece is really important, and it's written into the law that training is required. So what the two pieces that are really important in this law is, one, not only that we have stock epinephrine on site in every school, but that we have staff trained. And the training is it's a two-hour training that teaches the staff member how to recognize symptoms of anaphylaxis, what is an allergic reaction, so they understand like where the symptoms come from, and specifically what are the symptoms of possible anaphylaxis. We're not asking people to diagnose the reaction, but just that it meet the criteria for possible anaphylaxis. So once that staff person recognizes that this might be anaphylaxis, they are told to immediately go for the auto injector for epinephrine, which is commonly called the EpiPen.
And so it's pretty easy to use?
It's very easy to use. There are basically two steps, removing the safety cap and then injecting. Being an auto injector, they don't have to look at a needle. They don't have to withdraw the medication. All they have to do is firmly press the auto injector against the student's thigh, and the needle would come out automatically and deliver the dose of medication. And then within minutes, the allergic reactions would be reversed.
So here's a procedural question. So you have all these teachers at the school and something may happen. How do people know who that person is to contact and how to do it quickly?
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. So part of the training of the staff person at the school site is to go back to their site and communicate that they are the designated responder for anaphylaxis at their school site. Since in the Unified School District, San Francisco Unified School District, we've been training a staff person every year in every school site. At this point, we have at least two or three people in every school site who are trained. The training is good for 2 years. We do a refresher every year. So every year, a new staff member can come and get trained. The more people that are able to recognize the symptoms and react appropriately as soon as possible is the best scenario.
Well, you answered the next question that I had, when that was if the trained person isn't at the school. So at the schools in San Francisco, you've got a couple of people at all of the schools who are ready and know where the medicine is.
Absolutely. And in places where we have school district nurses, every secondary school, middle and high, has at least a part-time school district nurse. And about half of our elementary schools have a school district nurse on site at least half-time. And then there are what we call backups, other staff members who are trained. So yes, in addition to a school district nurse who is a licensed healthcare professional, we also have some trained school staff members who can respond appropriately in these cases.
So we have this new law. We have folks that are trained. Do you have any data about how often this happens?
Yes, we have a system in place where whenever epinephrine is administered on site, there's a special reporting form, and that form gets faxed to school health programs, and we keep track. So last year, we have had 9 cases of anaphylaxis occurring at school sites in which school staff appropriately responded. In all cases, the outcome was positive. The symptoms were reversed, and the student suffered no adverse effects. And in about half of those cases, stock epinephrine was used. So we are very fortunate to have had stock epinephrine at our school sites.
So the story is that you have the new law, you've got trained people, and you've saved lives.
Absolutely. And we can be very proud about that we've been in compliance ever since the law was implemented.
So just let me ask just another question, because we've been talking about severe allergic reactions. And San Francisco is one of the few school districts in the state that has so many school nurses, because the voters of San Francisco generously voted for funding for this kind of thing. So what other things do you do that the school nurses do? Just a quick overview.
Mm-hmm. Well, the school nurses essentially oversee the health delivery systems at school sites. So we manage students individually, if they come with chronic health conditions or require medications during the day, we ensure that there's a system in place for them to be well taken care of. We also increase the capacity of the school site to respond to medical emergencies. So the school district nurses do the training for school staff, including for anaphylaxis. We also do seizure trainings, asthma trainings. If a student has other needs that are even more complex, like needing G-tube feeds, the school district nurses are qualified to train school staff to perform those duties. So what this does is increase the accessibility of our schools to serve any student, whether they have health conditions or not. So it's really essential that we have school district nurses in place. With a district as large as ours, with almost 55,000 students, there's going to be a lot of students coming with special needs. And so our school district nurses provide assessments, identifying exactly what those needs are and what needs to be in place in order for us to adequately meet those needs.
So I'd really like to thank Mary Jew, a supervisor, a credentialed school nurse here in San Francisco Unified School District, to talk about how they handle allergic reactions and emergencies, and also a quick overview of the importance of school nurses. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.